Our service is in our bulletin this morning. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, and for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Psalm 865:1-4. Let us pray. O God, powerful and compassionate, you shepherd your people, faithfully feeding and protecting us. Heal each of us and make us a whole people, that we may embody the justice and peace of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is a reading from the book of Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall no longer fear or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. These days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. And he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he shall be called. The Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 23, and we'll read it responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in right paths.
For his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley,
I fear no evil.
For you are with me. You prepare a table before me.
In the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil.
My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
All the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
My whole life long.
Second reading is a reading from the book of Ephesians. So then, remember that at one time, you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision by those who were called the circumcision, a circumcision made in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, and in his flesh he has made both into one and has broken down the dividing wall that is the hostility between us, abolishing the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Gospel, or the apostles, gathered around Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There's an old joke out there that I myself have told innumerable times, and I'm sure I will again in the future. And it goes like this. There's no rest for the wicked, and the righteous don't need any. Boy, am I tired. So where does that put me on that spectrum? It usually hits its mark and elicits at least a chuckle. Well, usually, there's always that one person who hears self-deprecation as an invitation or as an opening to give an earnest opinion or to attack. So it does have its uses. It could be argued that it has its uses in that it can reveal who some people are. But mostly, people get the joke and they laugh. And I hope they're laughing, not just at the self-deprecating nature of being a good sport, but also at the absurdity of the proposition that righteous people are in no need of rest. To be clear, righteousness is a state of being in right relationship with God and neighbor. In Jesus Christ, we are declared righteous before God by grace, and we are therefore called upon to pay that grace forward toward our neighbor. In today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples to do something. He says, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." In other words, he tells them to take a break, to devote some time simply to being rather than to doing. Often, he tells us to do the same thing. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest for a while. Often, Jesus tells us to take a break and devote some of our time to being rather than to doing. Sabbath is a command after all. And like all of God's law, it is a command for our own benefit. But we're inclined often to ignore this command. We are willing to follow Jesus. We're willing to take action. But when it comes time to rest, when it comes time when Jesus himself tells us to spend our time taking a break for a while,
Our overactive egos rebel and urge us to get out there, to get to work, to be seen and heard, working hard for Jesus. Even as Jesus himself has told us not to. So how does that work? Jesus has his reasons for calling us, his disciples, into holy rest. In today's lesson, Jesus' disciples had just returned after being dispatched in pairs and in haste, unencumbered with gear or any supplies, depending only on the hospitality of the locals to meet their needs. They were forbidden to linger where they were not wanted. Instead, they were to be on the move, calling people to repentance, casting out demons, anointing the sick. It was work they'd never done before, and once they had returned, they were surely exhausted as they were exhilarated. Now, many of us do critically important work, at least in our own minds and reckoning, and we find ourselves exhausted. Burned out is the common term for it in our times. And yet we don't rest. We push ourselves in ways that often push others, who will often yield to our pushing, but will sometimes stand firm against our will to power and our will to work without rest, which can add frustration and anger to our already overburdened psyches, our souls, if you will. And while we recognize something is wrong, that something is lacking, our being bereft of a deeper sense of meaning. I think of the Dutch writer Corrie ten Boom, who said, "If the evil one cannot make you bad, he will make you busy, but only with your cooperation." In today's gospel, Jesus listens with delight as his disciples report back to him everything they've seen and done and taught. If ever Richard Hooke's depiction of the laughing Christ were to appear over the altar, it would be during the publication of today's gospel. But Jesus then responds not with the exhortation to get back out there and to do it again, to be flashy and fabulous and noisy. Instead, he bids us to come away with him and to rest. Jesus invites us into holy rest. Come away with him and rest. Don't work, just be, and be with him. Let us rest and be with him today, together in our holy worship, in this his holy communion and fellowship. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us rise as we are able and say the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. One in communion of saints and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. For the Church of Jesus Christ in this and every land, through the one who is the cornerstone of a firm foundation, join us together and build us up as a temple of mercy and peace. In your mercy, for the creation, cause new trees to be planted. Restrain the melting of polar ice caps. Save land from destruction. Like a shepherd tends to her sheep, raise up from among us caretakers of all you have made. In your mercy, for the leaders of nations and heads of tribes, where peace seems far off, bring it near. Where justice seems fleeting, bring it to light. Where discord seems relentless, bring harmony. In your mercy, for health and well-being of family, friends, and neighbors, heal those who are sick, especially Doug. Give courage to all who struggle with addiction. Touch with your tender care all who reach out to you in pain. In your mercy, for this assembly and for the faith communities represented this week at the ELCA Youth Gathering, nurture the faith of young people as they encounter new experiences and people. Break down dividing walls and inspire collaboration among people of every age. In your mercy, in thanksgiving for those who have died, make us certain that in Christ we are no longer strangers and aliens, but citizens with the saints in the household of God. In your mercy, Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated for the announcements.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the ninth Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy anniversary today to Jerry and Tony Bauer. Happy birthday this week to Isaac Zavison, George Campbell, Charlie Woodworth, Vicki Meadows, Diane Sims, Arnold Burgmeister, Flint Rabin, and Cassandra Tack. Happy anniversary this week to Jonathan and Melanie Kress, Vincent and Jessica Harris, GR and Kelly Long. I think there's announcements. I have one quick one. There's still a lot of stuff in Pastor's office. Kind of peek through there, see if there's something you want. Feel free to take it. A lot of books, please.
The worship committee is meeting right after church in the boardroom. Thanks.
Not only is there stuff in Pastor's office, there's stuff at the parsonage. We've been trying to clean it out, and there's a lot of stuff that just needs to go away. I guarantee there is something for everybody there, particularly if I'm there when you're there. Most of the stuff that we have sorted out is on the driveway in the backyard or in the downstairs garage. The downstairs garage door is not locked. You can go in there and look at your leisure anytime you would like. Certainly bring a pickup would be nice. A friend would be nice. And stop and take a look. There's something for everybody. There's driftwood, there's a cooler, there's a shade for a garden area or a patio area. There's just lots of stuff there that needs to go away. A couple of lawnmowers, if you need a lawnmower or two. Stop up anytime you'd like and take a look. Like I say, in the backyard, in the driveway in the backyard, or in the downstairs garage.
Before you step away, what is the address of this parsonage? I'm from Pocatello.
764
Bannock. Thank you. I might. You never know. As God has given to us, so we give to one another, blessed to be a blessing.
Patty.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with John, all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. It is Jesus who invites you to this table. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from receiving him today in this sacrament. All is prepared. Come forward as you will. Thank you. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our procession out into the world to serve is 5:45 in the ELW. Go in peace, serve the Lord.